Behind the loom sits a large steel creel with 336 steel pegs for holding bobbins of thread. The creel belonged to the Roslyn Silk Mill in Willimantic, which closed in 1995 and does not match the Knightley loom in size. Strands of thread would unwind from creels into looms where they would become the warp threads. Each warp thread passed through a separate eyelet in one of the loom's heddles or vertical wires.
This loom has four sets of heddles, called harnesses. Once the weaver put in the warp, she then operated the machine, which wove in the weft threads. The weft threads were carried by flying shuttles, which resembled small boats with steel points at each end. Flying shuttles moved about 60 miles per hour. They sometimes came loose and flew out of the loom, striking workers and causing serious injuries. Weavers, who were mostly women, also suffered hearing loss from the constant, deafening clacking of the looms.
A photograph on the wall behind you, from around 1890, shows a weaver standing next to two looms in a factory in Bridgeport. The looms were very close together, which made navigating the factory floor hazardous. The worker has her hair pinned up and her sleeves rolled up for safety. Her skirt was short by the standards of the time, reaching a bit below mid-calf, so she wouldn't trip on the hem and the skirt wouldn't drag on the oily floor. Her leather belt held her tools and also protected her if she had to lean against a moving machine to reach something.
To your right is a large wooden loom called a jacquard loom. It used coated punch cards to weave threads of multiple colors into intricate patterns. On your left is a big wood drum. Rough-cut spools, made from white birch, were placed in the drum with a mixture of sand and sawdust. The drum rotated, tumbling the spools until they were smooth. Beyond the spool tumbler is another loom, manufactured in Connecticut by the Atwood Company of Stonington in 1875.